Cowboys in the way, Jamie.
Great Scott! I shall need the need for speed.
Cowabunga, dude! You're a wizard, Harry.
Welcome to the When Harry Met Movies podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Harry Met Movies podcast with Harry, my dad.
Hi, Harry, how are you?
Good.
So, why don't you tell our listeners all about the show?
Basically, Dad's made films from his childhood and we review them.
Okay. And what's different this month?
Because it's my month, yes, I tell him.
Why is it your month?
Because it's my birthday month.
See, you're assuming people know. You've got to inform people.
Yeah, true. It's my birthday month in April. Well, it's April right now. We're recording it, aren't we?
Yeah. So you wanted to do a Pixar month, didn't you?
Yes.
Apologies to the watches, but everything's changed. But we are doing... I'm having it freshened up my front room, so
Nathan
the walls have been stripped of all the pictures and stuff, and when I put them back, they'll probably be very different anyway in different places and stuff. Yeah. So yes, we are doing Ratatouille. So how do we always start?
Usually give Dad a number of lines, but because my mum, he has to give me a number of lines.
To do?
Ratatouille. Tell a story of Ratatouille.
Okay, so I'm going to give you one line.
Well, okay.
Oh, he has to have a drink to think. I think he's delaying me of capabilities. I should have timed him.
Ratatouille is but a rat which cooks with the help of a human and impresses a critic. There you go.
Not too bad. I always like to give you box office figures and some information about the film. Came out in 2007. It's an hour and 51 minutes long. Ratatouille is done by the same director that was done at The Incredibles. And Iron Giant. And I think you can get a feel that they're all done by the same sort of guy.
Yeah, because...
Budget was $150 million. Worldwide gross was $623 million. It was sixth for the year, so it was just outside the top five. Number one was Pirates of the Caribbean, World's End. Followed by Harry Potter 4, which Harry Potter wouldn't have come out towards the back end of that year. So that's probably still a good margin for that. Spider-Man 3, Shrek 3, and Transformers. As with a lot of the Disney films, they brought in the animals into the studio, sort of set up the rats so they could see how they moved and all that sort of stuff. They also introduced women animators solely to just, as in, obviously there was always women animators, but only women animators would deal with the female characters to give them more of a genuine feel. As with a lot of the Pixar films, there's a nod to other Pixar films. Doug is in the alley, who's in what I believe is the next Pixar film, which is Up. And then one of the difficulty things was with this is you got wrapped in a kitchen, so basically food companies didn't want anything to do with it. So if you think about it, if you're marketing this, what you'd want is a brand, so I know, like a pasta brand or a pasta sauce brand or something like that involved in the marketing, or a pizza brand or something. But no one wanted to touch it because it was associating rats, which you don't want in a kitchen, in a kitchen, with food. So it was really difficult for them to market. And to be honest, I think when it came out, it was a very lukewarm reaction. I think people watched it, loved it, but not a lot of people were excited to see it. If you think about the concept that had come before it, you've kind of got Toy Story, which is about toys coming to life. You've got Bug's Life, which is about these bugs standing up to an army of ants, which was... Grasshopper, sorry.
There's not ants.
You've got Monsters, Inc., which is about the monsters under the bed. You've got Finding Nemo, which was all about being in the ocean and stuff, so people love that. I think Incredibles came out before this, and Cars, maybe. Mm-hmm. So you're talking, like, different concept and, quite, you know, a superhero film, Cars, where it's a world where cars talked and people weren't in it. So, like, different concepts. So this is actually quite a subdued concept compared to them. Okay, it's about a rat that can cook, but
anyone can cook.
It's not as a, people wouldn't see it as exciting necessarily. So let's jump into the pot of questions now. Those are new to the podcast. What we do with the pot of questions is we both pull a question out, and the question we ask is to the other person. So I go first. Funniest moment?
Probably when the health inspector walks in and there's like loads of rats.
Oh yeah, that's quite good, yeah.
Who would you punch?
The little chef.
Yeah.
And
the owner. What's about?
Is it Sturmer or something like that? It's called. Saddest moment.
Probably when Hitler Green kicks him out because he wants the. He's like read by the fame, isn't he?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I don't have to say why he does it, but yeah. Should they make a sequel? No, I can answer that one.
Could you make a sequel of this? I'm not sure where to go. Unless it was like, if a restaurant became big, and you could put any go into, and it could be Remy that's got the ego all of a sudden. He could come like a star. That's the only thing I think we'd do. But as a general rule, I'd say no. Favourite character?
Remy. Favourite scene?
I like the cooking one later on where he makes the ratatouille.
Yeah.
Does it hold up?
Yes. Who would you most like to meet?
Well, we'll come back from Disneyland Paris by this point. I don't know if this character's from this fair. I know there's a restaurant there, but...
Well, it's Disneyland Paris, and so I bet I know there's an area.
Yeah.
There's something cool in that area which I'm not going to see.
Probably Remy.
Yeah.
Or...
No.
Is it Emile, his brother?
Yeah.
His brother.
I really want to go see in Disneyland Paris.
Cool.
It's in the Ratatouille area, because there's a fountain. And on that fountain there's a rat jumping, and if you spin around it, it makes animation.
So, for the listeners, we go to Disneyland Paris on Monday. It's currently Wednesday, so it's like 4 or 5 days for go.
Let's go. Did you like the ending?
Yeah, I do. I like how because the obvious thing would be that he runs that big restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that he gets shut down when he runs a different one. What would you like from a film?
Probably the chef hat.
Okay.
I don't really like the look of the food. If they did some nice pasta with sauce and nothing. Funniest character.
What, funniest?
Yeah, character.
I'm going to say Linguini, because he has to deal with the rat being on him and trying to act like he's not there, doesn't he? I think some of those scenes are quite funny. Let's talk about film. What do you like about it? This is one of the ones you definitely wanted to do.
Because, I've never watched it. I've only watched it now, I think, 3 times. Because I just like watching it, ranking all the Pixar films, and they put Ratatouille at the top. Like, I better see it. And I was like, oh, but it's really good. I think the concept is pretty simple, but how they do it, he can smell poison. He comes with a poison check, doesn't he? And he learns, knows how to read, like, a cooking book, doesn't he? And how he accidentally got the whole, what do you call a group of rats? Pack?
I'm not sure, it's his family, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, family, bound up in this, old lead house, which he's definitely psycho, I'm sorry. She has a shotgun for a lamp. And, how they all fall down, and then he gets separate, doesn't he? I like the idea of him getting separated and then needing food.
But he won't steal.
No.
He doesn't want to steal, does he?
Well,
because that's what rats are kind of renowned for, is stealing people's food, so...
Yeah, because isn't that a bit where he's walking through a roof or something, and a flat on a roof, and you see, a couple, and one of them trying to shoot each other. I don't know what that reference was.
I'm not sure, it's probably to another film.
Yeah. But then he falls into the restaurant, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he helps, because Louis and Green messes up the suit, doesn't he?
So, yeah, he corrects it.
Yeah. But then they think he made it. Also, why is Remy blue?
He's not, he's a grey blue. Because rats aren't all the same colour, so I think it's just to make him stand out a bit more from the other rats.
Anyone can cook.
Maybe it's also because of what he eats.
True.
Because it gives a different shine to us for kind of different foods affect dogs and stuff. So.
Do they? What food we fed Opie?
I don't know what it's called. You kind of touched on my first two sort of points of the thing about him discovering food and the soup. But then obviously there comes a point where Linguini realises that this rat can cook and he can't. So they decide that he's going to be underneath his head and control him by pulling on his hair.
They first try, him biting him and all that, but even though that wouldn't be hygienic at all.
No.
If you can see him have, he has, underwear, which I think it's an Incredibles underwear.
I'm not sure, maybe.
I know he has some type of reference to Incredibles, but I'm not sure where. But it's just funny how Remy makes food. I suppose hair. Would that actually work out if I yanked my hair hard off? Would it actually make that?
No, I don't think it would.
I'm not going to test my hair.
It must be quite weird. The only bit that is a bit weird is that, because obviously he has to smell the items.
Yeah.
So he holds onto it above his nose, so it's... I'm not convinced a rat would need to be that close. I think a rat would be get away. Like, I think you could hold it at your nose level and them sat on your head, they would be able to smell it better than we could still. Because their sense of smell is better than ours.
Just put the broccoli down.
I do like that because I like how he's like, you know, there's bits where he's almost... Because they basically he blindfolds him, doesn't he? So that it becomes like a thing. And he's like learning to chop and all sorts of stuff and keeps burning himself and cutting himself and stuff. And, what do you think? So it's kind of set up like the Anton Ego is the bad guy.
Yeah, I love Anton Ego. He's really
but
cool.
He's not, is he? He's a critic who's just doing his job. The bad guy is
Sorry, Dad's really kind of getting like.
Well, you haven't done any prep for the characters' names, have you?
No, because they're all French names and I won't be able to say them anyway. I knew like Logini and that. The music in this is amazing.
Why is that?
Because it's just so beautiful, like it's so like elegant, isn't it? Do you know who made the music?
Skinner's name is.
Do you know who made the music in this?
I don't know off the top of my head, mate.
Because it's really good.
It's all very French and suits to the period and stuff. When do you think it's meant to be set? I don't think it tells you a year, does it? I didn't see it.
From what I've learned from the Pixar movie, it's set between, I think, Tolstoy's. No. It's set in the middle of it. From the Pixar movie, at least what I've learned on it. Yes, Dad's making me learn it.
Not making you learn anything.
Got to for the podcast.
But no, yeah, I like how... So you've got Skinner who basically wants the restaurant, doesn't he? But he knows that the Greenies is Anton... Augusto's son. So therefore he is going to get the restaurant. So he's basically trying to work out why. But then Greenie doesn't know that. I like this bit where the rats come and help. And all the chefs kind of leave, don't they? And then eventually Colette comes back and they're steam cleaning the rats and putting them through the washer so they're all hygienic.
Like, could you imagine, oh, I've got your delivery, you just walk in, you just like 100 rats, what are you going to do? Like,
well, the health inspector comes in, they tie him up, don't they?
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, because Skinner? Doesn't he walk in and he sees it and he's about to run? So like,
they chuck him in with him, don't they?
Yeah, they send like, no, he's the first one, they send him like, they just like a giant, like a giant muscly rat isn't there, they just like swarm his car. Could you imagine, like, you just see that and like, you just walk down the street.
I suppose that thing is like that question you asked me about, would you rather be chased by a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? And your instinct says, oh, the little ones, but actually, 100 little ones would be more dangerous than the one big one.
Yeah.
Because they could swarm you, and that's what the rats do in this, don't they?
You're just like going at some broccoli and you see two people in there.
And I like the bit of how once he has the ratatouille,
he takes back to childhood.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing, is some things make you feel something, and that's why. So there's like certain foods that people like. And the reason you like it is because it reminds you of something more than... Yeah. So it reminds you more of the occasion rather than the... So it reminds you more of the occasion rather than the... That's why you like it. It's not like it's the nicest meal ever. So like, I'm trying to think. So like...
Me, it would be something like... What would it be for me? Like, past month's spot bonnies.
Well, yeah, your mum's bolognese, that's the only bolognese you eat.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it's because it reminds you of home. When I was growing up, we used to go to my great-nan, so Nanny Troy's mum.
Yeah.
And we used to have mashed potato, roast beef. We used to have bread, and we used to make mashed potato and roast beef butties. And it sounds really weird, but it reminds me of that feeling.
You should make some for tea tonight, Dad.
I haven't got roast beef, mate.
What is roast beef? What is roast beef, is it?
It's just like beef, for example. That's just like the stuff you put on sandwiches, that's just yeasty stuff you use. So it was actually cold, the beef was, with mashed potato, but it was really nice. Dead buttery mash. And then sometimes we'd have ketchup. Sounds weird, but it was dead nice.
It sounds nice, but it sounds a bit weird, yeah.
I always think, like, fish fingers, waffles and beans is like that sort of feel. It's not the greatest food, but it's just dead, it's like a comfort thing. And that's what this actually portrays quite well, that it doesn't have to be the fanciest meal. It just has to spark something in you for it to be nice. Do you think this gets overlooked because it's not a big fancy? So for instance, we've watched a lot of films. This is more like Chef. Remember Chef?
Yes.
About the son and dad, which I would argue is, I've been thinking is probably my favourite film.
You change your mind every day, don't you?
No, but I definitely think it's sort of top two or three. If someone said to me, what film should I watch? That would be my film to tell them. And it's like that, it's kind of like, it doesn't really fall into it, like it's not a superhero film, it's not an action film, it's not a comedy, it's just a film. Like, it's that sort of, it's a nice feel to it sort of thing, and I think maybe that's why it's not as highly thought of as, say, Toy Story or something like that. But as a film, it's probably actually better made.
It came out later, that's so.
No, but just like the story and everything, it's dead polished off and stuff. It's quite a long film as well for an animated one, an hour and 51 minutes. That's a long film.
I overliked it, which was my boy. He liked it.
So, shall we rate it? So, for the listeners, we rate our films out of five. Five doesn't have to be a perfect film, but it's as good as you're going to get in that genre. It's all right. And that doesn't mean animated. It means whatever type of film it's trying to be, like comedy or whatever. So, for instance, we put Muppets Christmas Carol as a 5-star film because we think as far as a Christmas film goes, that's as good as you're going to get. 4 is a recommendation. 3, well, 4 is an excellent film. 3 is, we'd suggest watching it. 2 is, maybe it was on or something like that.
And 1, stay away. 1 is just stay away.
So,
what do I need to know with the ones which I rated?
No, you don't. You just need to rate this.
A 4.5.
4.5. I would. Don't think it's as high as that. Do you know what? This is where it's going to. This, the next one will be the interesting one for me. I'm going to give it the same as you used to, which gives this the highest rate so far out of our little Pixar ones we've done. Because our next one for the listeners will be Wall-E.
See, there he is.
Which is one of my favourite films.
Same. Because you have a tie of it.
But there's an issue with it. There's an issue with Wall-E, which when we record, I will discuss with you.
Okay, I'm here to.
Okay, so that gives it a 4.5 overall, which is a highly recommendation. We have a quiz, so every.
Be our guest, be our.
This time we're obviously doing Disney and Pixar ones, so we've actually found the cards for Ratatouille. Which card would you like?
Oh, wait.
That. So is that one you're asking me, yeah?
Yeah.
Shall I go first?
Yep.
Where does Remy hide whilst helping Linguini to cook?
Hat.
Which dish does Remy serve to the food critic Anton Ego?
Ratatouille.
In which city does Remy find himself? Paris, London, Hong Kong?
Paris.
Skinner is more interested in selling what than spending time?
Frozen meals.
What is the name of the first food critic that raves about Remy Linguini's soup?
Can you give me a hint here?
Not without giving you a name, no. I wouldn't have got this.
No, I don't know. I know it's, I think it's a girl, but I don't know what it is.
Celine Leclerc.
Celine Leclerc. What type of animal is Remy?
A rat.
Yeah, Remy is a rat. You didn't say it properly then. Who is Remy's favourite chef?
Gusto.
Chef Gusto. Linguini throws rolls at.
Yeah. Linguini first roll at Gusto is what?
Potato peeler, pot washer, or garbage boy?
Garbage boy, isn't it?
Damn it, yeah. What important document does Remy steal from Skinner's office?
Gusto's will.
He steals Gusto's will, proving Linguini is right for owning it off.
What important document does he steal? The will. So that's right.
What's the name of Remy's brother?
Emil. I will. Woohoo! Don't be jealous.
I'm not. I always win most time. I always win the Harry Potter quiz, I'm happy.
You don't always win the Harry Potter quiz, but...
I win most time.
Do you? What do you do?
I don't know. We should really have, like, a poll or something. We used to.
The problem is we don't always do it in order, so...
Yeah. But...
Right, so we always do, like, something at the end.
Be our guest.
So I'm going to give you two things. And you have... how long should I give you for each one? To discuss... You can discuss that line, obviously. I'm not going to...
Give me a minute. Give me 30 seconds.
30 seconds seems more realistic.
Give me 10 minutes.
No.
Okay, for each one.
Where I give you two things, and at the end of 30 seconds you need to give me an answer. Which one? It's not which one you prefer. Whichever one you don't pick gets wiped from oblivion.
No! No! Oh, this is so mean. And you got loads too. Stop, no, no more fighting more.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Star Wars or Marvel?
See, Star Wars has such very good games, so I'm gonna have to...
Go to Star Wars, you get your Yoda, Darth Vader, like Luke Skywalker, get rid of Marvel, it's Spider-Man.
But then you get rid of Star Wars, because I've always grown up with Marvel, and I think Marvel is funnier. And also, Spider-Man is the first one to exist.
Okay. So, ready? Some of them will be easier, some of them will be harder. Ready?
Isn't the Battlefront really good?
Nachos or popcorn?
Nachos, because I think popcorn's more sweet and savoury. You have to reset the timer.
Go. Remy or Stitch?
Remy. Stitch is my boy. I've got my nails painted like him, Dad. I've got my toes painted like him. I've got all my clothes from Disney red like him. I've got a Stitch bag. Yeah?
Okay.
That was an easy one, that's not tricky.
I said something would be easier than it was. Ready? Buzz or Woody?
Buzz. I just think Woody's funnier. Okay, I'm gonna get hated on this, you know.
Harry Potter or Percy Jackson?
Harry Potter.
As in the franchises.
Harry Potter. Percy Jackson is catching up to Harry Potter, but I love Percy Jackson to bits. I've listened to all the books. I've pre-ordered the next book, which comes out in September.
Here's a question. Would Percy Jackson exist if Harry Potter didn't?
Yeah, because he took it on about his girl, because she was...
Yeah, but...
No, son.
Would it have even be as popular if Harry Potter didn't exist?
No, but I have to love it. Go away.
Okay.
Don't like you.
Get ready for the backlash on that one.
Come at me.
Disney or Pixar?
Disney.
You get rid of Disney?
Yeah. Pixar's just my favourite.
But would there be a Pixar Land Paris if
yeah.
Disney didn't exist?
Okay, get the Pixar.
Stitch wouldn't exist.
Get the Pixar Land, because Disney... Yes, I don't like Disney as much as Pixar, but they've made a lot more films, they've made a lot more stuff. And also they bought more from Disney, more Star Wars, they might be as popular.
There's a funny one in here, so this will be interesting.
What?
Mum or Dad?
No, I can't pick that. Neither.
No, you got 21 seconds.
I can't pick either. Okay, which one's less annoying? Dad.
You're getting rid of me. Cheers, mate. I remember that when you edit and post your own podcast.
I'm sorry, but you wake me up more annoyingly, so...
I deserve that for putting it in there. I know it wouldn't. You weren't picking either.
I'm not. I wouldn't have picked either.
Did he?
I can't. I'm trying to read your handwriting.
Mrs. Doubtfire or Hot Fuzz?
See, Mrs. Doubtfire, because Bond Williams was stubby and famous actor. Because he was in Super Fuzz, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with Mrs. Doubtfire, because Hot Fuzz is amazing. I want to rewatch it, but...
Lord of the Rings or Short Circuit?
Short Circuit, I love Lord of the Rings, but Short Circuit has just got to go. See, I'm getting good at these.
Some of your flybacks are quite easy ones, but some of them would be a bit... Ready?
No.
Fizzy sweets or slush pup or slushies?
Slush pups. I just
so
love
you
my...
You can't have a Tango Ice Plaster or something like that.
I don't care. I love my fizzy sweets.
Okay.
That's my favourite sweets.
McDonald's or Subway?
I don't have... Subway, because McDonald's is just the easiest thing to pick up and go.
But you prefer Subway?
Yeah. No, McDonald's then, because I love Subway a bit. I've not had Subway for ages. I must have had a Subway. Hint, hint.
Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Get rid of pizza.
Yeah, I love pasta.
So you're just going to make your brother cry, aren't you?
I care.
One of his only foods that he'll eat all the time.
And green crisps. We should make him a pizza. Green crisps on pizza, he'll eat it.
No,
we're not. He would eat it.
Green crisps on pizza.
He would destroy it, Dad. Or Pringles.
Ready? Captain America or Iron Man?
Iron Man. I love Captain America.
It's not on here, but Batman or Superman?
Batman. No, Superman. Because I love Batman in the second lot of Batman films.
Okay, so, recap, you've kept Marvel, Popcorn, Stitch, Woody, Percy Jackson, Disney, your mum, Hot Fuzz, Lord of the Rings, Fizzy Sweets, Subway, Pasta, Captain America and Batman. You've got rid of Star Wars, Nachos, Remy, Buzz, Harry Potter, Pixar, me, Mrs. Doubtfire, Short Circuit, Slush Puppies, McDonald's, Pizza, Iron Man and Superman. You basically just changed the culture of the world if I get rid of McDonald's and pizza back to back. That's arguably
bye-bye.
A large portion of people's
bye-bye, Dad.
Like
but that's my personal opinions.
Food and that they would eat from a takeaway.
I only really like two slight pizzas.
You don't, you like margarita?
Yeah.
Pepperoni, and then you like chicken and bacon.
I don't like it all the time though.
You still like it.
Yeah.
So.
Depends if I'm in the mood for it.
But you still like it.
Yeah.
It's not like you don't like it, you just don't always like it.
What pasta? I'm having pasta to eat tonight, so I'm happy.
Did you enjoy that one?
No.
Maybe you should do it to me.
No, I won't be able to think of good things, but you like too many things.
You could ask me similar things, but then also some different ones, like Harry and Oliver.
You get with me. Oliver's your favourite.
After that, yeah. Two right on what?
Oliver's your favourite child.
Yep.
We all know it.
Yep.
And Mum's favourite also.
We've got one more of this Pixar month, and then we'll be sort of back to normal with random films, won't we?
Yeah.
But thanks everyone that's listening. We'll probably put some pictures up on our social media of Disneyland Paris. We've got merch jumpers that we're taking out there.
Yeah, we have.
So thanks a lot for listening.
Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
Mine's still there.